We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Hugh, to Philadelphia.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We're all happy to have you. I haven't seen you every day for the last 13 months. Welcome back. All right, lots to do here on the show today. We had a caller a little while ago, and I get it. He hadn't had a chance to speak to you. I mean, I think that was it. I think we got to give that caller a little bit.
No.
A little bit of a break.
There's a statute of limit. I took some polling out there.
I saw you.
In the hallway.
Kyle was walking up and down the hall polling this question.
It was Scalish. It was a smart man, yeah. Our engineer here. I said, what do you think about the idea of welcoming somebody back after a year of the return? He said, absolutely not. It's like,
but what if you haven't seen them?
Doesn't matter. There's a statute of limitations, Joe. So once you cross that, like, it's like, I haven't seen you since, New Year's? And if it's February, that's too bad. I can't wish you a happy New Year.
The New Year's one is worse.
Well, it is, but that's what a statute of limitations is.
Yeah, I think that this one's a little bit different.
Well, I'm putting my foot down, right. Banning it from the show.
Again.
If I hear it, I'm dumping it.
As Hugh stated, though, he still doesn't have a place to live. So is he really back?
Here? We're not welcoming Hugh home.
I don't have an address. Like, technically.
How do you get mail?
I get Amazon. I haven't seen mail. Like, my mail has been forwarded to my ex's home in Atlanta. So, technically, I'm off the grid. technically, I'm off the grid, man.
Well, no, you're not. Seriously. You get mail here at the station every day.
Well, that's different because they know I got to come here to the station every day.
You know who's going
to
start sending you mail here?
Who is that?
Like, bills.
Yeah, bills.
They're going to start coming here.
I mean, I don't have any bills. Like, I ain't, you know, I'm just off the grid. Like, I can't do anything that, like, normal people do.
I like that you say you're off the grid as you're speaking to thousands of people
every day. But I'm technically, seriously, air quotes, off the grid. Don't have an address. Just kind of here in the city.
Floating around.
Just you know, hanging out. That's what I'm doing.
Well, maybe we'll be able to use the welcome back music for Hassan Reddick. How about this tweet here yesterday from Derek Gunn? All right, let's go through this. You know, want to do some reckless speculation?
Speculation.
Well, yeah, whatever you call it. Oh, here we go. Yesterday, D. Gunn tweeted, Eagles are still deciding on what to do about the Hassan Reddick situation. He still wants more money than the Eagles are willing to pay. As of now, if he were to return to the Eagles, he would play for what his contract currently states. All right, Hugh, what do you make of the N most specifically? Because the N can be interpreted one of two ways. You could interpret it as, he wouldn't hold out, right? If he comes back, he'll play for his contract. Or you could interpret it as the Eagles aren't giving him a dollar more. Like, if he's coming back, this is it.
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you exactly what I thought. There was a take the money, fool. Just take the money. Like, I forgot what movie it came from. But the guy was sitting there with his wife, and the guy offered her some money for something. He was like, just take the money, fool. $15 million is nothing to sneeze at. We've already discussed this a few times. And if you're in a situation where you're in a no-win situation, sometimes you got to put your pride in your pocket, you know. And I don't know. It sounds like Hassan Reddick is that type of guy that it's going to be, you know, you're still winning because you're making $15 million. Unfortunately, you're not going to make, you know, get the extra money or get the pay raise that you wanted. But you're still in a good position as a older player to try to get that $15 million and then figure it out from there. Because you got to do that, man. I've never been the type that if I was put in that position to hold out, that I think I would have. So that for me was never an option. Never was an option.
Yeah, a Hugh Douglas holdout would have been a big WIP topic back in the day. I mean, that would have been could you imagine Angelo screaming about this? Cut him! Cut him!
Yeah, Angelo would have
Get rid of upset. Him! Here's how I took it and interpreted as they're not giving him a bump. Like, I took it as, this is it. This is your money. This is your $15 million. You're not getting a bump. You are playing for this. I don't think the Eagles are giving him even a little bit of a bump. It's here's the money, and if we don't find a trade partner, we're going to force you to play for your contract. Otherwise, that's it.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. This has been trending in this direction. It sounds like, you know, initially they were trying to find something compensated for you and allow you to get as much money as you possibly could. Doesn't sound like that has been the case. So now you're in a position where, you know, what do you want to do? And I think he wants to stay here, but I don't think he wants to stay here for the money that he's not going to get. But you really have no choice because the market has dictated what your worth is to a certain extent. It really has.
At some point, the question is going to be, if he's not happy, are the Eagles okay bringing back an unhappy player? I mean, obviously, he's a good player, and I think we all want him on the team. But, Hugh, that's going to become the question. Are they going to want a guy that may show up, but he's unhappy, especially as they try to rebuild their culture, which was an issue last year? I'm not saying it was all his fault, but their culture was an issue. Do you bring back a player who's clearly not going to be thrilled?
I don't think he's a culture killer, if that's what you're asking me. If you're asking me
– well, is it a risk to bring him back if he's not happy?
I would say from what I think I know about Hassan Reddick, no, I don't think it would be.
I think it'd be a little bit of a risk. I do. I mean, I'd be willing to take the risk because I want to keep him on the team. But he was not.
You think he was being a locker room lawyer?
I think he was disgruntled. I mean, you saw it in training camp last year. Remember, he did that kind of, he stood around and did a press conference. Not a press conference, but he talked to the media and said, you know what's going on. Like, he's been upset about this contract for a year.
It's one thing to be disgruntled. It's another thing to be disruptive. And if he can be disgruntled, but long as he's not being disruptive, I think that's a nice little trade-off, you know, especially if you're talking about having a guy out there, because we talked about it for the last couple of weeks, double-digit sack guy, mm-hmm. along with Bryce Huff and all the other young guys that you're going to be working in. Now, the thing of it is this. How are you – because I think that with Hassan Reddick being a little bit older and the fact that there might be some you know, disappointment in the way that his contract situation went, how would you handle his playing time? Would he still be a starter for you, or would he be a part-time player?
So that's an important question because let's play it out. Let's say they don't adjust his contract. They don't find a trade partner. Hugh, they bring him back, and he, you know, he grins and bears it, right? All right, fine. I'll come play. Mm-hmm. You know what he's playing for. He's playing for his next contract next year, right? He'd be a free agent after this season. So, Hugh, you just brought up the idea, like, is he a full-time player? You think he's going to be happy if third down and 10 – it's Huff on the field and Nolan Smith, and he's standing there. He can't get a sack on the sidelines. He can't increase his value by not playing. That would concern me. If he's worried about his next contract and then all of a sudden he's not playing as much, he might be like, hey, I got to get on the field.
But, you know, I see a scenario where potentially all those guys could be on the field at the same time. Can't block everybody, Joe. Now, it all depends on how comfortable you are with putting him, or how comfortable he is, or how he feels about his skill set being inside or being in a wide technique where, you know, you have him, Nolan Smith,
Bryce Huff.
Maybe Jalen Carter, Bryce Huff, Sweat on the field.
It's like those are your five rushers on a third down. Yeah, you could do it.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, without having a piece of paper in front of me, like, have Jalen Carter at nose. Probably have Josh Sweat at one D tackle. Well, yeah, like run a 5-2 defense kind of situation, and have maybe Hassan at one, and just line them up out wide in the gaps, and just get after it that way. That could be potentially a nightmare.
Well, that'd be tough to block for sure.
Definitely be tough to block. So yeah, I can see a scenario where that they can have those guys on the field at the same time.
I don't think they're going to give him a boost in money. I mean, that's to Kyle. That was my takeaway from the Derek Gunn tweet that if he's back, your contract is your contract.
I didn't know how to read that last sentence. I'm wondering if it means that there's not going to be a new offer, or that he, like, is he saying from Reddick's perspective he will play under whatever his contract is, like he won't hold out. That's sort of how I interpreted it.
Well, I hope your way is the right way.
I just don't understand how a guy his age, with his value not seemingly very high in the league at all, there's no way for his value to raise sitting out a year. Like,
oh,
his value is going to decline. That would be a dumb move for him to hold out.
Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, he's going to lose money. Like, his best option is to, well, First of all, if he plays on a contract year, he can his value can increase.
If he plays well.
Yeah. And, like, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't play well. Like, he should have better, like, a more developed defensive line around him. The defense itself should be better. I think he only stands to lose if he holds out. I just think that would be a dumb move on his end.
Yeah, and I don't think, unlike the Niners with Bosa last year, who's better than him, and unlike the Chiefs with Chris Jones, who's also better than him, I don't think the Eagles would blink. I think he'd be the one that'd have to blink. Like last year, eventually the Chiefs blinked because they had to play a game without Chris Jones, and the Niners blinked because what were they going to do with Bosa?
Yeah.
I don't think Howie's going to blink. Well, you're right. He would just lose money and eventually show back up.
Right, and I don't think the Eagles are averse to, like you said, I mean, they wouldn't blink because they've done this before. They've had guys come in and play on their final year of their deal. Like, guys that I think they really, like, hasn't Fletcher Cox played on the final year of his deal before? Brandon Graham did when he was younger.
Malcolm wanted money his last year here. They didn't pay him.
And these were guys that the Eagles obviously valued to a great deal. So, like, I don't think this means Eagles don't value him, but I think they're willing to sort of call his bluff in a way, is what I've been saying from the beginning, call his bluff, and they're doing it. And, I mean, if this turns out in a way that works out where Reddick's, I think, honestly, Reddick playing out on the final year of his deal as it stands is the best case scenario for the Eagles.
I think we're 4 weeks away from a resolution here. If they get through the draft and he's still on the roster, he's probably going to be here. But the draft feels like the spot. I mean, that's the time for someone to say, all right, we didn't get a pass rush from the draft. This guy was taken. We need a guy. And that's probably when the Reddick deal happens. Let's get back to the phone lines here. 215-592-949 for your take on the Reddick tweet by D-Gun. Do you think he holds out, or is he just going to play on the money they have him under contract for? And, of course, the Phillies, get on the record. Your win total, Hughes at 94.
94.
Which is perfect for WIP. Kyle's at 100 on the nose. I was thinking 95 all week. I heard Howard say 107 yesterday. I thought he was a total dope. I mean, he is a total dope. But it got me thinking that 100 is not out of the realm of possibility. And this is a 100-win roster. Is this a 100-win team? 215-592-9494. Do we also have something here from our good buddy Topper?
So I have a couple bits of Phillies news here. One of them related to Orion Kerkering. Mm-hmm. This was tweeted from Matt Gelb. So Phillies used a quote-unquote right forearm strain designation to put Kerkering on the IL. Thompson said nothing has changed. He was actually up to 98 in a minors game yesterday, throwing 98 miles per hour on his throws. That's high velocity for a guy who supposedly has a right forearm strain.
So basically
strain.
They're just using it to like as a...
I guess just a placeholder thing there. And they say he's expected to return April 9th and is going to pitch in AAA this weekend.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like anything to worry about.
Yeah, I guess it's just an odd designation then. Like, what's the point of... Can't you just say flu? Can you just say, I don't know, weakness? I guess you have to make up an injury. That's a little bizarre. Or what's the other thing?
Yeah, the other thing is I'm going to declare victory for the show here.
We got to
win? Thompson just named Kyle Schwarber the leadoff hitter on opening day, baby. Everybody weep.
As if there was any doubt, Hugh. Our guy.
No, we knew that was happening.
I think everyone knew it. People just want to fight it. Schwarber, the leadoff hitter.
I just like how, like, sitting here next to you, like, people are, like, every time they hear his name in the leadoff spot, they are thoroughly irritated. Like, thoroughly irritated.
Well, I saw some people this morning saying that this could be a 100-win team if Schwarber wasn't hitting leadoff. As if he's costing them 10 games a year. In the spot he hits in the lineup, now this is the right way to do it. We'll see what the full lineup is tomorrow. I anticipate Schwarber, Turner, Harper, 1-2-3. That's the best way to set up this lineup. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you today?
Good, Tom. What are you feeling?
Man, I had that Pat Beryl thing nailed.
Did you?
Yes, sir. But anyway, I want to talk about the Eagles now. We've got to give Reddick a bump. Just give him something to keep him happy this year, because I'm telling you, if with Huff on the other side and Reddick, and if we have Fangio that doesn't drop him back into coverage, for God's sakes, and you, to quote you, let the dog hunt. That dude can just hunt if you just let him go. Okay? Don't drop him back into coverages and stuff like that. But just let him go. He's going to be playing on a contract year. You're going to get the most out of him because he's going to want the best contract that he could get next year.
Yeah, but he'd be
so old. I think just satisfy him a little bit. We've got the money to do it. Let's keep him happy. Our defense sucked last year. We have a chance now to maybe solidify it a little bit.
Well, and Tom, they have the money to do what you're saying. I mean, the Eagles still have a good amount of cap room. I mean, they could give him a little bump in his salary, hopefully make him feel a little bit, you know, happier heading into the season, and still have plenty of cap room. It's not like they're up against it. Howie's got plenty of money to work with, and yet it seems like they don't want to do it, Tom.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Why would you do that? Like, with we need so much help on defense. If we could solidify the corners, we're strong on the interior line. I mean, we're stacked, and we got a lot of beef up there. Let's get some outside rush. We need linebacker help, yes. We need safety help, yes. But at least keep Reddick here. He's already here. We know what he could do, and put him in a scheme that works for him. And you know, why drop him back into coverage? He's not that kind of guy. He needs to go on the hunt.
It was a total waste of time. Every time they did it, Tom, he looked like he was out of place, didn't want to be, you know, dropping back anyway. And yeah, I mean, it's a waste of having a player like that and not using him the right way. Tom, what's your Phillies win total? We got.
I'll tell you what, we are going to fall just short of 100. We're going to win 99 games.
99. And what a big, major disappointment, Tom. Pessimism. No, Tom, I'm just kidding. 99 would be an enormous season. It is. If they are over 95, that's the Hugh. The number for me to win the division is around 95. Anything less, I think it's hard to think the Braves will go that far backwards. 95, 96, that feels like
94.
94 wins the division?
I think so. You're talking about a team in the Braves. Man, they hit 300. They hit like 300 plus home runs last year.
Yeah, they do have a lot of those guys back though.
Yeah, but it's with them crying about the way that the season went. And if I do recall, they had the power outage at the worst.
They did.
The absolute worst time you could have a power outage. No, I don't think it's going to be like that, man. I think it's going to be a little bit closer. I think they come a little bit back to earth a little bit.
Oh, I agree with that.
A little bit closer to earth.
Yeah, they won 104 last year. I could see the Braves taking a 10-game drop back to 94. And if the Phillies could win 95, that's it. There's your division title. David is in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, David.
I'd like to apologize to Hugh for making him feel bad yesterday about his Hugh's clues. Sorry, Hugh.
But listen, didn't I make it better, though, David?
No,
I made it better.
You stepped up to the plate today.
I am a fan of the people, David, and if you have an issue with the way – I mean, because I did think about it. They were kind of, like, super vague.
Oh, you they know. Were horrible. Today was great.
I mean, I appreciate you calling them horrible, but yeah. Apologizing at the same time.
David, you should have seen Hugh in the meeting. We're going over the whole show, and all he's thinking about is this first clue. Like, he's just locked in to fix it for you, David.
Well, you're welcome for making the show better. Now, you guys are being homers here with this 100-win season. I'm sorry, and I'm a homer. Don't get me wrong. I was the idiot who went out and bought, you know, more tickets when Aaron Nola pitched the first spring training game. So, you know, I'm there with you, but unfortunately you're wrong. With Taiwan Walker going down, and he wasn't a great end of the thing anyway, but he did win you 15 games last year. So you got to replace those 15 games with everything else being the same. And I don't think Turnbull or Sanchez is the answer. Every time Sanchez, he's got all the talent in the world. But anytime he's in a leveraged situation, they just yank him. So you don't know what you're getting with him. You're getting a lot of strikeouts. You're getting a lot of good stuff, but you have no idea. Just because they didn't let him go, they didn't cut him loose last year. They held him back. And with Spencer Turnbull, he stole Greg Luzinski's nickname, and he stole McCutcheon's number. He can't wear 22. I got a McCutcheon jersey. I wore that down there, and I'm going to be embarrassed because now it's a Turnbull.
You know what? You don't have to be embarrassed wearing McCutcheon. I was a big Andrew McCutcheon guy. I love McCutcheon.
I still am, yeah, as far as that goes.
So, all right, let me here's what I'll say about Walker. He did win 15 games, but, like, he was on the mound for 15 wins. I don't look at it like they have to replace that. They just need to get a decent outing. You know, and the offense will carry the day a lot. I'm not worried about Sanchez. I think he can handle a little bit more responsibility. David, Turnbull's a complete, we'll see. I mean, I have no idea. He hasn't pitched in the big leagues in a couple of years because of injuries. He threw the ball well in spring training, but they also have more guys. I mean, I think Mick Abel, who's a former first-round pick, could be here sooner than later. So if they need to replace Walker for longer, I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they should have signed Montgomery.
I agree. So what's your win total? What number you have?
I'm just going to do the basic public school math, and So if you're looking at your baseline is right around 100. So if you take those 15 Walker games away that you have to replace, I'm going like, let's see, 115, 85. So I'm going 87.
I'm pretty good at math.
87, 85. Yeah. I don't love those numbers, David. All right, David, we appreciate your phone call. Here's what I'll say about the 85 or 87. Hugh, I think the National League just as a whole got a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Remember last year the Marlins made it and they had like 83, 84 wins? If the Phillies or anybody else is under 90 wins, I don't think that's a lock for the playoffs. I think you got to be 88 or more to be sure you're in. So any of these 87 predictions, that's dicey.
Yeah, but I think with those predictions that everybody's going to be kind of closely lumped together this year, especially this year. Like I said, because I don't think the Braves...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be that great as far as winning. Like, oh, they're going to win a lot of games, but I think the Phillies are going to be right there. So that's not a bad place to be, I would think.
I don't want to be in the scrum. I want to be above the scrum.
I think you're going to be above the scrum, but you're going to still be in the general area. If you get my drift and what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do think a lot of the NL teams that were not competitive last year, they got better. I mean, the Giants got better.
As progression.
Yeah.
As progression goes.
Well, teams tried. I mean, the Diamondbacks made the world. Obviously, they beat the Phillies. They got Jordan Montgomery 2 days ago. So more of these teams are trying, which it puts more onus on the Phillies to not screw around the first 2 months. Tally is up next on WIP. Hey, Tally.
Hey, listen, I got advice for Hugh. Yes. As a straight dude. Oh, don't take this the wrong way, but listen. Here's my thing. I think you need a little luck, Hugh. You say you're looking for a shorty, and you say you're looking for a house, and you're having a hard time. I see you on TV, Hugh. My thing is either darken it or get rid of the beard, man. Try your luck. Change your luck, man. Hugh, my dude, go back to your – look at the old pictures where you were playing, and you had that hot Mercedes. You know what I mean?
Like,
what's up, baby?
I'm not dark. I'm not putting the Beijing in my beard. I'm not doing the Trey Thomas.
No, listen.
That's what Trey Thomas does, man. And I know he sits here all the time and he talks about he doesn't dye his beard. I earn these grades.
Yeah, but
Trey's got to be on camera for his wine show.
Trey's about 100,000 pounds bigger than you. You can't compare yourself to him. Are you nuts?
Telly, I'm not dying my beard.
No, listen. You probably won't. I was just wanting to suggest. But listen, I'm warning you, Hugh, about this Hassan Reddick. How do you $15 million? Are you kidding me? I make $31 an hour to drive a bus, and he's crying over 50. Take the $7 million that they want to give you and run with it.
Telly, $31 an hour, like, and you're working probably 5 hours a day. That's a win. That is a win.
That's what I'm – listen, this dude is nuts. 16 weeks, $22 million. Is he crazy? But listen, if he plays out the year, right, if he just – he should have went to Howie on the side. He should have never made this public. I would have went to Howie on the side. Listen, big dog, you see what I've done? You got to take care of your boy. That's it.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe he did tally and it didn't work, and that's why he went public. But
you listen, he signed a contract 3 years ago.
I agree.
Mean,
listen, if it was me, I would say this is it. This is when practice starts.
You don't know. He making brothers look bad, man. You signed something and it changed your mind? Buying a car, the lot, say down the street. Yo, I could have got you the same car for $35. Oh, let me take it back. Nobody's going to give you your money back. Signed it.
What the bus driver benefits look like, man? That sounds like that's a pretty good gig, though.
Is that next?
Listen.
Actor, all jokes football
aside,
player,
all jokes
radio
aside,
host.
Like when I look at, like, construction workers and people like that make the kind of money I'm making, I always wonder what the benefits look like because those sound like some pretty good benefits. You always got to look ahead, Joe. You never know. And I mean, and plus, it don't seem like I could drive a bus. I just got to get my CDL. And
I think you could pull that off.
I could be a bus.
Yeah,
driver.
I'm just dude. Herb can drive a bus. Like,
well, that's true.
The way you said.
I mean,
bro.
It's true. I mean, it's not.
I'm just saying. Those sound like some good benefits.
I'm sure it is. I'm just wondering when you're dyeing your beard.
I'm not dying my beard. I'm not doing that.
215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls. Phillies win total.
We'll revisit that.
Get a woman?
What is
dye my beard to get a woman?
What's your number?
No, to support the Phillies. You might have to dye your beard when you throw out the first pitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely not dying my
win
beard.
Win total for the Phillies. Your take on this Reddick situation. 215-592-9494. Plus, you know what's next. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Who are the Eagles projected to take at 22? We'll hit it next on Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.